They snatched defeat from the jaws of victory. I know, I know. The saying goes differently, they grabbed victory from the jaws of defeat. But, in my experience, most people, myself included, give up hopeless, before they could get to victory. Some as soon as they would start. If I had to point out one secret to my longevity, both in life and in business, I would point to this shift, that I can now hang in there beyond the point where I used to grab defeat from the jaws of victory. My Bach flower is gentian. And gentian's habit is to declare defeat before it's time. I still hear it in my head saying, it's over. Who did you think you were kidding? You just lost. You were hasty, you didn't look, you can't see. Blah blah blah. Now, there is nothing wrong with losing if that happened. But with the running commentary, your confidence is in shreds. And every new beginning becomes more difficult, because now you know, ahead of time, that your idea is bad, that you are not the right person, and that you'll lose. So as my mental toughness increased, and I could hang beyond the I know it's over and actually take things to where it is evident that there are no more steps, I can now consider myself confident. But decades of bruising myself made me gun-shy. So now I notice that my daring is off. And I take too long to decide on something that is not a sure bullseye. I don't start very readily. The two parts, starting and continuing, are parts of the same machine. So my next emphasis is going to be on starting. Starting what? Yeah. When you have gentian as your Bach flower, you forget that unless you start, nothing new will happen. But what shall I start? When I look, I see nothing. Nothing to start. But muscle test says, there is something to start. But what? I am muscle testing, but I have a hunch that the limited perspective of the human mind is giving me the questions. And so far every question got an answer of no. So far I got yes to starting, and business. New? No. More? No. Better? Yes. Different? No. So do something I am already doing but better. Faster? No. Funnier? No. Easier to get? Yes. Now we are getting closer. What is it about? My articles, my courses, my energies? No, no, no. It's about my healing. Do the healing better? No. The idea of healing? Yes. How interesting. How can I do the idea of healing better? Explain better? Yes. People are not getting it? Yes. Don't believe it? Yes. Don't trust it? Yes. I see. It's just my word. Yes. In a world of fakes, frauds, incompetence, amateurs, startups, the real thing will be distrusted too. Like diamonds, are hard to distinguish them from their paste imitation. What are paste stones made of? Paste gems are imitation jewels, or rhinestones, made by pouring melted glass into gem-shaped molds to mimic real gemstones. They could be made in any size and shape. The color of the glass could be altered by adding metal oxides. In the healing industry, newer and newer ways of delivering healing is invented. So the unsuspecting person is sold by the idea. Ideas are words. So the way to dupe people is words. Selling paste, and not the real thing. Religion sells paste too. Politicians sell paste. Gurus sell paste. The only reason someone's vibration is an indicator, is because if their stuff worked, it would work on them too. And their vibration would be higher. And their base inclination of duping people would not be necessary to make a living, they would have something valuable to offer for sale. So, what haven't I explained about real healing that if I did, at least some of the people who are on the fence would see that they, or their loved ones, can be healed. But how do I explain real healing? I have no idea. But. And I think this is where real confidence will be invaluable. I'll muddle my way through it. Muddling your way through it is not a behavior gentian would consider. Gentian is too concerned for every step being a right step for that. But there you have it. My job is to do what gentians don't do. As Zig Ziglar said, go as far as you can see and you will see further. And there is another piece, that gentians also don't do, have a commitment to the end result. Most people who fail in their dream fail not from lack of ability but from lack of commitment. Outstanding people have one thing in common, an absolute sense of mission. And here is what I really wanted to see. When obstacles arise, you change your direction to reach your goal, you do not change your decision to get there. That is the meaning, the last Zig Ziglar quote, or wading through. I am so glad I wrote yesterday's article, and that I put up the Zig Ziglar quotes page. Now I can get daily inspiration from those. If you are in today's workshop, At noon EDT, then it is a good idea to go to the Zig Ziglar quotes page and pick a few of the quotes that you can see fit you like a glove. So you can be prepared. I said. Often it's a group of behaviors that make the one thing. The dude who is to start also needs to have a goal, or all the starting won't matter much. Or the dude who is afraid, there is probably more than just deciding to face the tiger that will put him and keep him on the path to a life worth living. So yeah, it is a group of behaviors. And the Zig Ziglar quotes have a great selection of behaviors you have never thought of. Lol. Last minute decisions. You want to be in today's workshop? Here is the link to register. Resolve. What holds you back? For me, not even suspecting that people don't know what healing is. P.S. More often than not the issue is that I can't see it. What there is to do then is to say, I know there is a solution. The fact I don't see it is temporary. With more looking I will. And eventually I see it, 91% of the time. I still don't know if there was a solution that I didn't see in the 9% when I didn't see it. Gentian. Gentian is for doubt and despondency. Gentian people are easily discouraged and depressed when things go wrong or when faced with difficulties.